Hello and welcome to one of a short series of podcasts which will investigate aspects of impact assessment from four different perspectives, or four different lenses. Please keep the conversation going by tweeting any thoughts with the hashtag #ImpactFrameworks. Thank you for listening.
I'm Sana Zakaria and I work for NIHR. Today I'm talking to Catherine Graham about her views on the use of impact assessment for accountability from her personal and professional perspective. Catherine is the Executive Director for Performance Management and Evaluation at Alberta Innovates and has a significant amount of experience in the field of innovation and evaluation. Taxpayers, donors of charities, funders, they all want to understand whether their investment decisions are realizing the benefits that they had anticipated. So the accountability agenda has never been more crucial in light of restricted funds and the competitive nature of research funding. Now, the first question I'd like to ask Catherine is that researchers often feel that they bear the brunt of the responsibility in answering the evidence requirements around the accountability agenda. Do you think this is true? And do you think this is how it should be?
Yes, I think that's a very good question. And I think particularly in light of the conference we're having, I think definitely, yes, I think it's been true, particularly in the past. But I think we are seeing changes. And I think part of those changes is reflective in the conference that's about to happen in terms of really trying to understand, have a deeper understanding of impact, and also really trying to affect the change we're wanting to change. So, I do think they have had a lot of the brunt. And no, I don't think that's the way it should be. I think researchers, as well as funders and other key stakeholders, government, academia, et cetera, are accountable to the public, particularly when we're talking about public dollars being used responsibly and efficiently and effectively. I also agree from a funder's perspective that the purpose of accountability for impact is crucial, particularly, as you said, in the context of reduced funding and increased competition for research funding. So from an impact and a funder perspective, the purpose of accountability is to show that money has been used efficiently and effectively. And in the past, really focusing on having researchers to account. But I really believe that it's not only researchers who need to be held to account, it's the other stakeholders in the research ecosystem. I think that given the demand, particularly in the use of the public dollars for this demonstrating public values, researchers more than ever are still going to be asked to demonstrate, report, and communicate their impact. I think one of the reasons I think researchers have bared the brunt from generating evidence for accountability is the challenge that accountability and measuring impact is difficult. So there's many challenges in accessing data and being able to integrate impact evidence across the research life cycle. And I think there has been an over-reliance on self-reported data. So I think that's fallen somewhat on the research community. We have a lot of impact reporting tools. A lot of them are self-report. As an ecosystem, we really need to think about how we can design the data collection across the research life cycle. As we also know with impact, we have many contributors in the ecosystem that are helping in terms of contributing to that impact. So I think the accountability requirements won't go away, but I think more than the researchers are accountable. I think it's incumbent on researchers to embrace impact, have the ability to evidence their impact, tell their own narrative, and have the ability to not only report on it, but communicate it. I think, particularly as a funder, that we want researchers to really focus on the research and not overburden them with administration and red tape. They're not the only player in the ecosystem when it comes to impact. So we want to make sure that we have representation from other players in the ecosystem. And also we understand that impact is cumulative over time and really supporting researchers in building that skill. I think researchers' skill set is excellent when it comes to impact and really helping support them in evidencing that, in evidencing their impact and help communicating them, I think is very important.
So you mentioned quite a lot about reducing administrative burden, Catherine, and you talked about, you know, trialing new approaches, innovative methodologies. Now, you've already alluded to some of this, but I guess considering the varied stakeholders and their needs around accountability, what approaches do you think can be taken that fulfill that accountability agenda and ticks multiple boxes whilst reducing the administrative burden? Because we tend to try and manage multiple stakeholder needs at the same time, but it doesn't always quite pan out that way.
Yeah, totally agreed. So I think ultimately having a systems view for impact is ultimately the solution, and that will tick many of the boxes. As I said, impact affects many players, many in the ecosystem. So that systems view, I think, it is very important to really achieve the impact, and not only achieve impact, but really ensuring that we optimize impact and the change we're trying to affect. And this kind of systems view does require a long-term view with the ability also to communicate and report on monitoring information short-term. But it is a very engaged strategic long-term view that is collaborative and really focused in terms of challenges in society and addressing the needs.
Do you think that at all that there's a mechanism to address the cultural challenges? Because quite often government stakeholders or funders might want to see very different kind of an impact assessment take place compared to researchers, and the kind of metrics, if you will, that researchers might value would be very different from what a government funder might value. And how do you get around that problem?
Yeah. So I think particularly when we're talking about impact, we have different stakeholders' perspectives and stakeholders can value different things. And as a result of valuing different things, they measure different things. So I think historically, one of the challenges has been the lack of alignment in terms of stakeholders, measures, incentives around impact, and they haven't been aligned. And I think this has added also to the burden. So I think taking a systems view with diverging stakeholders' view and perspectives and values is part of how we need to change going forward. And getting more alignment in terms of what the desired impact is and doing that upfront, which can be very challenging, but building the system that acknowledges that upfront and really articulating the desired change, the desired impacts upfront as part of any large initiative is kind of part of the system's view. And also, I think the change that does need to happen as part of the system's view is aligning investments frameworks accordingly, you know, and different kind of roadmaps. So at Alberta Innovates, we've been working on a more systems view towards accountability and impact. We've been refining it with a performance impact management system called PIMS. And really trying to accommodate a much more holistic view and a systems view where you're right, the stakeholders do have diverging values and value different impacts and measures, and putting that within the framework. And in my experience is there's kind of two ways to address sometimes when there's divergence. One is getting the group of stakeholders together to reach consensus on what is the targeted or intended impact. And then sometimes is allowing more flexibility where you're taking a more comprehensive view and you're designing for measures that meet different stakeholder needs for their organization. So I think both can be accommodated, but really taking this systems view right across the research life cycle, right from the idea stage, right to applied research, and also if appropriate to commercialization. And so building in and designing upfront what is needed, I think in the long term is the most efficient and effective way to start thinking about impact. Really it does start with, you know, what is the demand or the challenge, what is the need, aligning the strategic plan, the investment framework, thinking of it right across the cycle. And then we use kind of the house that Impact built as a graphical figure for these different components that go into the impact system. But essentially in the basement of the house is the idea of, you know, assessing and evaluating and monitoring. So we have that evidence all along. So this idea is using the evidence right across the cycle with many feedback loops and adjusting and adapting along the way. So, Sana, I think this is part of the cultural change that will be talked about in terms of the conference in, you know, how do you do this? How do you implement these kind of systems and get engagement across a diverse group of stakeholders? So really, it's a living organism. It shows that the evidence can be in real time. It's informing decisions. And there's a feedback loop where you're adapting and modifying and adjusting as you go. So very much in terms of a continuous performance improvement cycle. So that's our latest thinking in the challenge, particularly of the burden and costs, but really trying to focus more systematically as well on the impact.
What national or organizational level enablers are needed to facilitate these impact assessments for researchers that meet these multiple accountability needs of governments and decision makers?
So in terms of platforms, there are many at many levels in terms of the organization and a different country levels. In England, for example, there's the Research Excellence Framework, which is very much a policy framework that's at a national level. In Canada, we have a more bottom-up approach in terms of impact, in terms of kind of engaging the community in moving impact forward. So different structures. But I think as a community of professionals in terms of researchers and impact professionals, I think we really need as a commons impact platform. And so what I mean by that is sometimes we talk a lot about the challenges and impact, which are very real. But in practice, there is a lot of agreement in practice on how to, measure impact, how to address it. And we still need to continue and advance that. But really acknowledging the challenges up front and working with the community with this idea of a commons impact platform that is sharing of information in terms of the philosophy of open innovation, somewhat similar to kind of expanding on the International School and Research Impact Assessment website. But this Commons Impact Platform, I think, would have four legs or four pillars in terms of a platform. It would focus in terms of policy, advancing the science of science. And this would be harnessing and curating, I suppose, academic evidence that can help in the informing policies and practices. Also, really preparing the trainees of tomorrow, establishing impact fellowships. We have such a thing in Canada with the Institute of Health Services Policy Research. So having that more internationally, more professional development academic programs in terms of impact, and also the ability to really up the game in terms of doing more experiments or pilots or testing for learning and sharing data. So the policy in advancing the science of science would be one pillar. Another pillar would be in terms of people capacity building and outreach. And this is, I think the conference is one example of this. So including outreach events, ensuring lessons learned and how people are implementing in terms of impact, professionalizing the area, but also really having professional training development courses as well. So the third pillar I feel would be in terms of practice, and this is having an implementation toolbox to advance the practice. And really, I think we'll hear a lot about this at the conference, but having what are practical tools and resources for practitioners to actually advance the practice of impact in the field. So that would be the third pillar. And then the fourth pillar would be terms of kind of impact performance. And the commons part really is agreeing on common standards and accreditation. And the idea there would be this kind of continuous performance improvement. So as a community, establishing consensus around quality and standards, having an accreditation body in terms of for organizations to help them in terms of passing these kind of audits and accreditation. also really professionalizing impact professionals as well in terms of core competencies. So one example, Alberta Innovates is undergoing a performance audit as part of the auditor general hearing in Alberta. And I think it's a really good practice and process for organizations to go through that and really reflect on kind of impact that's been achieved in terms of investments, but really looking at value generation and our processes. So very practical ways of doing self-assessments. And as part of undergoing that process, we will really take that on, I think, as an organization in terms of doing self-assessment audits in terms of impact. But what I particularly liked about the process is really a lot of emphasis in terms of the learnings and the sharing of the learnings in terms of what's worked and what hasn't worked.
Brilliant. That sounds like a really comprehensive framework that you've just outlined. And I think the pillars will really resonate with our listeners. I especially like the point around professionalizing the professionals, because I think that's a definite need in the sector, especially in the UK as well. It's been wonderful listening to you, Catherine. It's been really, really insightful. And I'm sure everybody listening in has found it as insightful as I have. Are there any last words you wish to say to people tuning in?
Yeah, I would say in my experience that I've been in the kind of impact space for the last 13 years in kind of strategic evaluation for over 25 years. But as a community, I've been very touched by the generosity of kind of the research and impact community in being very open and welcoming. I've been very impressed with the caliber of the people in our community in really wanting to go deeper and understanding not only the what of impact, but the how and the why, and really challenging ourselves to really help achieve the change we're trying to change, you know, and using research as one of the core enablers for that. So I think my last words is that I think it's a fantastic group of people trying to make a difference. But if from a human perspective and a personal perspective, a great bunch of people, a great community to be part of. I'm just really excited about the upcoming conferences, having lively discussions and debates for really moving the science and the practice forward.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. It's one of four in a series exploring different impact lenses. Please return to the website to discover the others. And don't forget to tweet us your comments and questions at #ImpactFrameworks. And once again, thank you for listening.